As the Daf Yomi passes from the Mems in Kedushin to the Nuns, the Ezer Hashem, we are now at a conspicuous and special moment. We're at the halfway point, Be'ezer Hashem in Shas. It's a celebration, especially for those of us who it's the first time that we're doing the Daf Yomi. It's a special feeling. How many of us 3.5 years ago thought that we'd be able to do with challenges, with I'm sure shortcomings, but at the same time, it's a time for us to celebrate as well as take some lessons from what we've been zocha to learn halfway through Shas. The first most powerful lesson, the one that jumps out at anybody who is doing Daf Yomi, the emphasis on Yomi is something that I learned from my father, may be well. I've mentioned this before. My father, it's this time of year again, the springtime. My father lives in Sheepshead Bay, New York, and he's Bli Ayin Hara, over 80 years old. During the winter, he doesn't exercise that much. It's cold outside. I can't convince him the values of running on a treadmill. And he goes out in the spring, rusty, Bli Ayin Hara in his 80s, and he runs, puts on all of his gear, his sweatshirt, his sneakers, and he runs for about 50 feet. And he stops. He goes home, showers, as if he's had this massive workout, and the next day he goes and he runs 100 feet. Many have pointed out that if you give a person a penny and you multiply it every day, the next day you give him 2 pennies, the next day you give him 4, in a very short period of time, he'll become a millionaire. Rabosai, for those of us who felt we were lacking in our Yedias and Shas, it's a slow process. The hardest process is the first time, the first few steps, but day in and day out, we could accomplish so much if we don't give up on Tmidus, on consistency. And this is a celebration for us that we've consistently, some good days, some bad days, done the daf. And let's get to that point. The next thing that we're celebrating and we're trying to propel ourselves onwards is with the idea that's so powerfully described in the Pasuk in Iyov and could be applied to other parts of our lives. The Pasuk says, Chadoshim labikorim, Rabba emunasecha. Chadoshim labikorim, every morning is new. Rabba emunasecha, your faithfulness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is great. Rashi learns the simple pshat of Rabba emunasecha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promises to us through all the galuyos and all the challenges and all of the tribulations, those will be fulfilled. Every single one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promises to us. And every day is a new day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasadim. In many ways, one could argue that's the simple pshat. However, if one takes a look at those words, there's another lesson as well. Meiri v'Rabbi, the Rav of the old city of Yerushalayim, Rav Neven Sal Shlita, adds, Nitein lefarish b'derech nosefes es hamilim rabba munasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzir kol yom nishmas ha'odam ha'boker, mishum shekaviyach hu mamin hu ba'odam sheyisnai keshura. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a new day and a new daf for us, then it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. And one of the most powerful lessons is that even though yesterday's daf didn't go well, we might have fallen asleep in the Magid Shir's shiur. We might have not understood. We might have missed the daf. Write down the daf that you miss, if you have to miss. and then maybe during vacation you go back and you make it up. But every day is a new day, and every day is a new daf. One of the most important things for me was the ability to say, to let go of a failure the day before, that we didn't do it, or we didn't do it well, and move on. Chadoshim la bikorim rabo emunasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, and the new daf beckons us despite the failures from the previous day. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a new day, He's given us a new daf, there is a hischadshus, there is a chadoshim la bikorim. What a different morning it is that someone who's starting off the daf 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, particularly though the morning, chadoshim la bikorim. By the way, another lesson is that if you don't do it early in the morning, then a lot of times, who knows what's going to happen at night. This is a tremendous mechayiv of starting off the day right. And even though the day before might have been a failure, if you missed it, you write it down and you move on. Two amazing forms of chizuk. The power of daily, and each day is a new day. Each day is a new daf of Torah. Hischatshus. From the first lesson, celebration, I won't even call it a lesson, the first thing is a celebration. A celebration of Tamidus of 3.5 years of day in and day out. 1,000, almost 400 dapin. 1,400 dapin. We get up to Shemaim, there are going to be Averos that we'll have to do a Cheshvan for. But those dapim, they'll protect us. But let's turn that celebration, Chadoshim LaBikarim, to find a new Hischadshus, to raise ourselves. Emunasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't believe in a vacuum, that His Ratzon will be fulfilled, but He believes in us. Lahagid baboker chazdecha ve'emunascha, God's belief in us, the Mefarshim say. Balelos. Over here, it's chadoshim labikon rabba emunasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in you. And He believes that every day is a new opportunity to improve. This whole phenomenon, for those of us who it's this our first time, is it's a mechayev, it's a responsibility. If we could learn daily from doing a daf a day, then there are so many other things that we could also be accomplishing. Here's a little musr. If we're doing daf yomi, how could it possibly be that there are some people who are doing daf yomi who are not doing shnai mikra ve'echa targum? And in truth, if you really want to concretize your yedias and shas, let's be frank, I know this is not a good advertisement. There are going to be a few things I'm not going to advertise our daf yomi shir well. One of those things is that the most important part of concretizing yedias and shas is not Gemara Bavli, but it's knowing Mishnayis and doing Mishnayis constantly, constantly, constantly. And if a person is doing daf yomi and shas, why is he not doing daf yomi and Mishnah Brura? And how could it possibly be that the person marching towards Yediyas throughout Shas and not knowing Chumash Rashi, not knowing Nach, a perek a day of Nach, once there's been a little bit of a realization of this power of consistency, that when you multiply pennies, you become a millionaire, when you multiply dapim, you become a millionaire. But a millionaire who doesn't have the basics, he's got this fancy vacation home, but where he lives the most of the time is totally dilapidated. His basics in Chumash, in Tanakh, in Mishnayis, that's Musar number one from celebration of the power of day by day. Let's try to solidify Be'ezer Hashem that. The other lesson of the daf yomi, like my father's jogging, that Baruch Hashem at the end of the summer, he's jogging 3-4 miles a day. Amazing. B'li Ayin Hara. The other lesson is how much endurance is inside of ourselves. If we could do a daf a day, then that means that we could accomplish so much more in the world of Torah than we thought. Every single one of us needs to begin to start thinking about how we're going to do Chazara. How eventually are we going to solidify, consolidate, and make those investments last? Rabosai, almost every single one of you invested at least 1,400 hours. That's a lot of money. There are people out there who are listening, Bli Ayin Hara, that make $300, $400 an hour. That's a lot of pearls. How do we hold on to it? The Gemara tells us that someone who learns, Kol Alomed Ve'ena Chozer, is Kazoreya Ve'ena Kotzer, it's like he planted but he doesn't cut off. There are so many ways that we need to go about thinking about Chazara. And if we're talking about our endurance, let's raise the bar. And that is, maybe next time around, we should be doing two dafim a day. Or a daf a day with Chazara. I have a friend, I always thought that this was in the realm of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. I have a friend who has pushed his endurance. Yes, he quit his job. That's a factor. And every person has to make a cheshva nefesh. What is the right schedule for him? But at the end of the day, he's learning eight dapim mashas a day. Our endurance in Torah goes beyond what we think. And that endurance means taking our growth in Torah and Chesed to the next level. If you're listening to a shir, Matov Manoim, I'd like to, on a certain level, decrease our listenership to our Daf Yomi shir. I was speaking to one of my Talmidim who was listening to the shir, and he said, I want to bring my learning in the Daf Yomi to the next level. I said, I have to tell you the truth. In my opinion, the best thing is for you to switch from listening to shir and being an active learner. Learn it bechavrusa. Stop listening to my shir. Learn bechavrusa. Lanias daiti, that is a way in which one acquires the Torah more. There's one thing to listen, and there's another thing to say. Another piece of Musar that I think we could advance our learning. Ishalpi mikomova, ishalpi madregaso. Everybody is different. I'll be frank. I, who try to teach the Daf Yomi, would not be able to do it the way my great uncle once upon a time did it. Reb Yankel Orlik Zatzal. I don't know how they did Daf Yomi without art scroll, without HaMesifta. I happen to use Mesifta on the side. When I get stuck, I look it up. What did they do when they got stuck? They didn't know the word? They got stuck in the Gemara? I don't know. There once were big Talmidei Chacham out there. That's the answer to the question. But I've noticed, and some people need it. Some people are at the place that the only thing that they could get themselves through the daf with is by reading the English the whole way through. And we as Rabbeim in yeshivas have to ask ourselves whether we're doing enough to teach Talmidim how to read properly. But at the end of the day, if you're one of those people that is honest with themselves, and you're mostly on the translation side, and you're not looking at the Gemara, chaval. It could be you're at a stage in your learning where now that's where you're supposed to be, but is there a dream to be connected to the actual daf of the Gemara itself? To be able to develop your skills, to be able to read properly. What about if the first time around you need to do it with the translation, reviewing it a second time in the daf itself? Maybe it's not realistic to go through the entire daf, maybe parts of it. What about supplementing one's learning with sitting down with a Talmud Chacham and learning how to read Gemara precisely? There are so many different components of Klal Yisrael that are all part of this beautiful march. Chadoshim labikarim rabba emunasecha. The beautiful march that Rav Meir Shapiro put in motion just a few years before the Nazis destroyed his yeshiva forever. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that this march of Torah is a march that's going to continue. And it is embodied like no other way by the Daf Yomi. But every single one of us, those of us who have been zoche this time around to jump into the march, we should be celebrating and asking ourselves, how can we go further in making HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah ours? We just learned in Kedushin, in the Lamids, Uvisayrosa Yege Yoimam Velayla Chazal Darshin, that the Torah of an individual becomes his. He's konet. It becomes his. And therefore, Talmud Chacham, according to one opinion in the Gemara, can be mochel on his kavod, because the kavod for the Torah is what he acquired in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We're no longer simply part of the march, but we're aspiring for the Kinyanei HaTorah. Now's the time of Sfiras HaOmer, Memches Dvarim SheHaTorah Niknes Behem, that a person acquires HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. As we begin Seder Nezikin, we have to ask ourselves, we're no longer simply part of the march, but we're part of the Kinyan HaTorah. How can our neshamos be more and more suffused with the dreams of Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal, that the Torah should become Torah Delay, the one who learns it, his Torah, connected to his neshama, not simply connected to a movement, but connected to something that is loftier and greater than anything we ever thought we would accomplish.